Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Michelle Redlinger, director of the Washington Chamber of Commerce, about this week's Summer Classic.
And then Saturday, there's quite a bit going on, too.
Yeah, Saturday is kind of the historic hub of where we've created this four-day festival. It's with Ridiculous Day, and this is our 69th year. We're opening at 9 a.m. with great retail bargains. We've got a lot of vendors on the square opening up, plus some new ones who come down to participate in the festivities. We have our contest for Minute to Win It, Superhero Contest, Princess Contest, and the children in those contests can be a part of our parade, which begins at 2 o'clock. We're also bringing back the Ducks in the Fountain, which I know there's a lot of quacking around town about about that right now. But we have over 1,000 ducks that will be thrown out and can be exchanged for a $2 bill, or sometimes they want to keep the duck instead of the $2 bill. And that's okay, too. One new feature we have for the Ridiculous Day is we've got the Fairview Zoological Farm is coming. And they're going to be doing an exotic animal presentation around 12:30 on the bandstand. And they've got a blue tongue stink, alligator, fox, different exotic animals. And they'll be educating the children about them. And you get a chance to see them up close and personal.
Very cool. And then there are events moving out to the airport, which is a great venue for concerts.
Yeah. The airport just kind of happened by accident in a storm relocation a few years back. And the one new addition we're doing this year is we're having a free concert with Bill Kristill, and he's a Branson performer who will be entertaining people as they come out to dinner. And so that's going to be a very relaxed, low-key atmosphere where Fairway is going to be grilling all sorts of different options and music, and all of that's at no cost. And then if you do stay for the main event, the tickets are available at the gate or beforehand at the Chamber of Federation Bank. And then you can see our two main acts on the big stage, which begin at 8 p.m. And we're kicking it off with a local legendary performer, Hard Barney. They do some good classic rock and roll. And then at 10:15, we've got a band from Nashville coming called Smoke and Guns, and they do modern country. They also do pop and classic rock. So definitely something for everyone. Bring a lawn chair, bring your appetite, and enjoy a good night of dancing and live music.
And the four-day event wraps up on Sunday, but that doesn't mean it's any less busy.
No. Sunday, we do get to enjoy just a nice, low-key morning where we are encouraging people to go back at the airport. Hopefully nobody spent the night there from Saturday night. But go back out of the airport and have a breakfast with the planes. That's their flying breakfast is from 7 to 11 in the morning. And then there are historic sites open around the community that you can enjoy. And then one new addition that's happened since we've been really promoting this event is we've got St. James to bring their Spanish Mass to the downtown to kick off our Noche Latina. And at 11:30, they're doing a bilingual Mass. So if you've been curious on what that looks like, they'll be doing that in the band shell at 11:30 on Sunday. And then that will naturally progress into all the festivities that our Washington Latino Committee has been working on. I just went to a meeting and they've got so much planned. They've got music and piñatas, and they've got a Mexican folkloric ballet and contest, and they've got famous personalities from their community who will be there to entertain guests. And it's just going to be high energy until about 6 o'clock. So great way to wrap up the festival. We encourage everyone to come out, and then hopefully nobody has anything planned the following week, so we can all take a long nap. I would like to add here at the end is the Chamber is really lucky to be able to host the Summer Classic, but none of this could be offered without the support of our businesses and our volunteers. We've got a lot of businesses who have donated time or they've donated some funds so we can provide these activities, and a lot of people are pitching in this weekend. So come out and support them. We'd really appreciate it.
That's been today's Washington Page with Michelle Redlinger, director of the Washington Chamber of Commerce, speaking about this week's Summer Classic. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.